This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Hi, everybody. This is Joel Whitaker, editor of Cane's Beverage News Daily, and today we're talking with Chris Swanger, the president and CEO of the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, otherwise known to everybody in the industry as DISCUS, and also the chief executive for responsibility.org. And our particular interest today is in a new operation called Spirits United, and I'm going to basically let Chris tell us all about what Spirits United is. Now, Chris came to the idea of Spirits United, I think, from his previous work in an entirely different industry. So let's do two things, Chris. Let's first of all remind everybody about your connection to the distilled spirits industry, because you were gone for about a decade, and then let's talk about Spirits United.
Thank you, Joel. So I had the privilege of working for two distilled spirits companies for a period of 15 years. I worked for Allied Domecq Spirits and Wine from 1995 to 2005. And then when Allied Domecq was acquired by Pernod Ricard and then Fortune Brands and Beam Global, I transitioned to lead corporate affairs for Beam Global until 2010. And I had the privilege as a member company of DISCUS, working closely with DISCUS for a 15-year period. The CEO of Allied Domecq became the CEO of a company called Smith's Group, and as a result of that, I had the opportunity to work for Smith's Group for 10 years, which was Smith's Group is a conglomerate global technology engineering company, and really enjoyed having the opportunity to represent Smith's Group and their global government relations. Smith's is a very diverse company with five different divisions in very different sectors, from homeland security, defense, aerospace, medical device, environmental, oil and gas, petrochemical. I could go on and on. A very, very, very diverse company. And the unique thing about Smith's is we had manufacturing facilities in 40 states. And as a result of that, when we were at Smith's, we really wanted to tap into the passion, what Smith's did in terms of our manufacturing facilities in those communities. So we designed a grassroots platform as well. And in addition to that, we were active members. One of our divisions was an active member of the American Petroleum Institute, and they had a grassroots platform called Energy Nation, which was essentially a grassroots platform to bring together stakeholders that were invested in energy issues to be advocates for the energy industry. And as a result of that, I mean, that the idea of Spirits United was essentially born, because the amazing thing for me being back in the industry after a 10-year break is the emergence of the craft distiller community was just starting when I popped out of the industry. And coming back with craft distillers in all 50 states, and I had a great privilege working for Smith's, but there is no substitute for the passion and the enthusiasm that exists within the distilled spirits industry. And this is for large distillers and for the craft distillers as well. So a big part of what Spirits United is about is to really harness the enthusiasm and the commitment that everybody in the industry has for this great industry and the contributions it makes to society and to economics in communities all around the country. What we're trying to do with Spirits United is really harness all that pride and bring the spirits community together to mobilize them and activate them on big issues that are important for the industry.
All right, so let's walk through Spirits United segment by segment here just for fun. And first of all, if anybody's looking at the Spirits United website, they'll see that it's, you know, it's basically very heavily oriented on issues. So there's a thing that says issues, a thing that says Action Center, which I presume when you click that, you're able to communicate with your congressman or your state representatives. Mm-hmm. Another thing that says state spirits data. A fourth thing that says partners, which includes Discus and TIPS, which is the server training program that's been in the industry forever and a day, and also the American Distilling Institute, which is the craft spirits end of the business, if I'm correct about that. And then, of course, there's a contact form and also a news tag there. So let's walk through what you see each segment being able to do, and let's start with the suppliers, the distillers, but let's take it on two different levels. How do you see this working with people, with the large companies like you were with 10 years ago? How would they be able to use this in a way that might be somewhat different than what they did a year or so ago?
Sure. So, I mean, for the large distilled spirits companies, they've got employees and salespeople all around the country, right? And I'll say this about Spirits United. By intent, Spirits United is a standalone brand. By intent, we didn't want to brand it Discus because there's a lot of different interest groups within the industry and trade associations, state-based trade associations, that are out there, and the point of Spirits United is really to harness all that pride and focus on big issues that are important for everybody in the supplier tier of the industry, but ultimately important for consumers as well. So Spirits United is intended to be its standalone brand. And we're very, very excited and we'll be reaching out to many stakeholders within the industry to partner with them and really to hone in on big issues. Obviously, the Craft Beverage Modernization Act or the Craft Beverage Modernization Tax Reform Act is critically important for large distillers and small distillers. So, that legislation has to be reauthorized by the end of the year, that is a perfect opportunity to really make a case for industry stakeholders to sign up. So, it doesn't matter if it's a small craft distiller in Wyoming with 5 employees or if it's a large distiller with 3,000 employees. We want to tap into that and get them engaged and really get them invested in the public advocacy platform for the industry. And ultimately, we hope to get consumers engaged as well. So when we advocate for tax-related issues or market access issues that are important so consumers can enjoy our products, we want to be able to tap into that, and that's what the Spirits United platform is all about. Hopefully, this will take some time, so we'll be patient about it. But we're excited to work with anybody and everybody that's invested in the spirits industry, and we're very invested in this. And ultimately, what this will do is be able to tap into all the great political equity that exists around the country, particularly with the craft distiller community, where they're in all 50 states. That gives them a voice with their local legislator or their member of Congress or their 2 senators. So we're going to work really, really hard to try to build trust and earn confidence that this is a platform that's going to be for the betterment of the industry.
Now, do you see a large supplier like you were with, Beam Global, for instance, Diageo, do you see them embedding this on their website or having a link to it off their website or anything like that, or are you going to have to sort of publicize and hope that the employees pick it up?
Yeah, we just now that we announced the launch of it earlier this week, we'll be working with all of our member companies to roll it out and introduce the Spirits United platform to all of our employees. I've been out of the industry for 10 years, but when I was in the industry for 15 years, for the two companies I work for, we didn't really have a grassroots platform. I don't think anything like this exists within the industry, and I think once people understand it, learn it, and feel the purpose of it, I think it will be easy to really tap into all that pride and leverage it. Joel, did you happen to see the video that we launched with it? And hopefully that it's on the website. That also is intended to provide some context for the purpose of Spirits United.
No, I will confess I didn't see the video, but now I do. Now that you mention it. It comes down here and talks about the 1.6 million men and women in America that distill and serve your favorite spirits and goes on from there.
Yep.
So that's good. I got distracted because on my computer screen here on my desktop, I see Spirits United, and down here is the Take Action block, and that video is below that.
Okay.
Which maybe
move that up.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe you want to move that up. So that works for large distillers, and I've never been inside a large distiller as an employee, so I don't know what they are doing with their staff, but it strikes me that they probably don't have something like this, so I think it's going to be a really good thing for them. But now let's talk about the smaller distillers, the guy, as you said, with five employees in Wyoming or wherever. Do you see their position being somewhat different than that of a large distiller? I mean, of course, the large distiller has their own public government relations team. They have you.
Yeah.
Some of the craft distillers have, the American Distillers Institute or
sure.
One AI of those.
Or the American Craft Spirits Association and so forth, yeah.
Right. But they
yeah.
certainly don't have their own lobbying team, that's for sure. Any lobbying that's being done is going to be done by the owner, probably.
Exactly. And I'll give you an example of the efficiency that Spirits United will provide small distillers and the larger distillers as well. So just take an example, a craft distiller in Wyoming, right? I'm just making this up, but they have five employees, right? They're busy building their brand and running a distillery, right? We want to make sure, and I'm sure that craft distiller wants to make sure that their voice is heard with the member of Congress from Wyoming and the two senators from Wyoming as it relates to the Craft Beverage Modernization Tax Reform Act, right? What Spirits United will do in literally less than 3 minutes is allow that craft distiller to send a letter to their member of Congress and their two senators, right? So it's very, very easy for an individual to populate the database with their name and address and zip code. And what Spirits United provides is an ever-ready made letter as it relates to the Craft Beverage Modernization Act. And, of course, that person can amend the letter, customize the letter that basically personifies the letter in their own voice. But it literally takes less than 2 minutes to send those letters to their members of Congress. So what Spirits United does is provide a very, very efficient and easy way of making sure that the distilled spirits industry's voice is heard by lawmakers all around the country, right? And that's what's so beautiful about craft distillers being in all 50 states, right? So that's the political equity that I'm talking about, right? We want to make sure that every member of Congress, every governor, every senator, and every state legislature is engaged and understands the important role the distilled spirits industry plays within communities all around the country, right? The economic contributions they make, the jobs that are created, the goodwill in the communities. I mean, these craft distilleries around the country are really building brands that are just kind of creating the essence of a local neighborhood or their communities. And that's really, really special and cool. We think Spirits United is something that can allow us to tap into that, right, for the greater good of the industry on advocacy issues that are important.
Are you there, Chris?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Joel?
Yep. I thought you just dropped off for a minute. So.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that didn't happen. So that makes a lot of sense. And I suspect the interest of the craft distillers and that of the big suppliers are pretty much in parallel on many, many issues. Obviously, they're going to compete like mad in terms of selling their products and all that sort of thing. But in terms of the government and the operating climate in which they're existing, I suspect there's an awful lot of similarity and interest.
Absolutely. You know, I'm sure, one large company may have different points of view, competitive positioning against another larger company. And that may happen with the small craft distillers versus the large craft distillers. What we at Discus are going to focus on is finding common ground on the big issues that are important for everybody, right? And when issues come up from time to time where there's different points of view, obviously we're going to work hard to build bridges. Spirits United is going to be intended to be used on big issues where there is unity within the industry, right? We wouldn't want to use Spirits United. It would compromise the brand that we're trying to build on issues that are divisive within the industry. Right. There is, I think, complete solidarity and unity in the importance of passing the Craft Beverage Modernization Act. You know, another campaign that we're just coming out with is garnering support for the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian Free Trade Agreement. It's called USMCA. And that's what we're going to be honing in on, are issues like that. We're very, very excited to be partnering with TIPS, which is an interesting variable. Adam Chaffetz is the president and CEO of TIPS. TIPS does a great job, as you know, as it relates to server training with the bartender community. TIPS has 8,000 bartender trainers, or I guess trainers, that engage with bartenders all around the country to ensure that those bartenders are serving the products in the highest standards of responsibility. So you think about it, the bartender community is just a precious community that they probably, I'm not aware if they've got a platform to make their voice heard, right? So just because of the nature and the way that community is probably somewhat fragmented within the markets, but when good people come in and are served great cocktails by a great bartender in a local neighborhood, they make their money on good tips and so forth, and that bartender's, you know, fully invested to make sure their patrons enjoy the products responsibly and get home responsibly. We're excited to be partnering with TIPS to tap into the bartender community as well.
Great. So that makes just an awful lot of sense to me. And that suggests then that, of course, the bartender's employer, whoever that may be, would likewise be interested in this. I don't think, Chris, that there is another platform like this in the alcoholic beverage industry, period. If there is, I'm not aware of it. I would feel really badly if I didn't know about it. So I think you've plowed some new ground here.
Yeah, yeah, really, really cool. And thus the name Spirits United. A colleague of mine, well, two colleagues of mine, Hannah Cooper and Sarah Fitzmaurice and I were in, you know, I started at Discus on November 9th. This was top of mind for us right when I started, because I just knew there was a great opportunity for the industry to build a grassroots platform. And the more I learned about the good things that are happening within the craft distiller community, we got really, really excited. But we were bantering around, you know, what were we going to call the platform, you know, and when we landed on Spirits United, to some degree, it just the brand in itself is hopefully very, very complementary of what I'm trying to do, it, you know, to make, to help enable Discus to be an inviting trade association for all in the industry to engage with across the supplier tier and so forth. And so this sounds kind of cheeky, but I'm real tickled about the name and the feedback that we've received to date. It's really exciting.
Good. Now, how about the wholesalers? Do they have a role in this also?
Absolutely. We work very, very closely with WSWA, and again, you know, this is consistent with everything that we're trying to do. The wholesalers are important customers and partners of ours, and again, probably 85% of the time, we care about the same issues. Of course, there's going to be issues where there may be different points of view, but we're looking forward to working with the wholesale tier on this as well.
Do you think
wholesale tier supports the Craft Beverage Modernization Act? They've been working with us on the challenges around the tariffs that we're all contending with. So there's big issues. Wholesalers will care about the USMCA, you know, trade issues and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we'll be excited to partner with our wholesalers and our retailers as well. The Spirits United is really intended to be a platform for everybody that's invested in the spirits industry in one form or another. And ultimately, what I do hope is that we're able to tap into consumers. Because if we can ultimately tap into consumers, and there's many loyal, very invested, diehard consumers for one brand or one category versus another, and then we're really going to be doing some good work, because if we can tap into them to be advocates for the industry, then that's pretty powerful stuff.
That would be pretty powerful stuff. Do you have are you at the point yet where you have any idea of how you're going to reach out to consumers, or are we still too early to talk about that?
I think yes. I mean, this is all still in the early planning stages, but my aspiration is whenever there's a consumer event happening, there is a sign-up table for Spirits United as well. I mean, in large part, Spirits United is going to be digital and social media focused.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been out in social media quite a lot just in the last 3 or 4 days, and as young consumers, the millennial crowd, you know, are endeared towards social media, we want to tap into that. But just think about that. If we can get, you know, those loyal bourbon consumers or those loyal Scotch consumers, or you know, you just go down the list, Irish whiskey or, you know, gin or vodka, tapping into that community will be great, and we're excited about the possibilities. It won't happen overnight. It's going to take a while. It'll take a while within the industry, right? But we're fully committed and dedicated to working closely with the guilds from around the country, with the craft distiller community. We're excited about working with the senior leadership of all of our companies to roll this out with their employees as well. And it'll take some time, because people that don't live, breathe, and eat public policy and advocacy may not fully understand it. When you get a chance to digest the video, and hopefully by the end of the video, you're going to raise your hand and say you're Spirits United too. But the video will help provide some context.
Well, that's really good, and you know, it sounds to me like, as I said, like you've come upon something that has not been done in the industry before, and that's a good thing. And if you can enlist the consumer, that would be even a better thing. Do you know how the petroleum people enlisted consumers? Because I think they did, if I recall correctly. Do you understand how that was done?
They did. They would organize, and eventually I think we'll get there to do this. They'll organize events in local communities, and they would bring people that are interested in their electricity bill or their energy bill or the price of gas, or people that are invested in putting a pipeline up in their community, to contribute to the economic development of that community. So they would really work hard to try to get energy consumers. With all due respect to the great energy industry, there's no doubt I worked in the energy industry while at Smith's for 10 years. There's a great deal of pride, but it ain't even close to the pride that exists within the distilled spirits industry. Joel, you know it. You've lived it. For me, being out of the industry, for 10 years, I lived it for the 15 years I was at Beam and in Allied to Mech, I think being out of the industry for 10 years and coming back, it's breathtaking in terms of how passionate and committed people are that are in the distilled spirits industry, and this is all about tapping into that and harnessing it. There's no comparison, I can tell you, and I was involved in a lot of different industries at Smith's.
I think you're right about that. I think there's an awful lot of enthusiasm and passion that centers around this industry, and I also think that the rise of the craft distillers will help immeasurably in that area too, because there you're able to do something that is harder for a larger company to do, which is to put a human face on your particular brands or your particular activities. Not to say that they can't do it, because obviously Beam has done that, and some of the others have done it also, where they've taken their master distiller and made him, if you will, the public face, or him or her, I should say, the public face of the company, but harder to do.
I give you an example, Joel. One of our member companies has a great, it's a former company of mine, but been changed ownership over the years, but a great bottling plant in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I can't remember exactly how many employees, but they got to have at least 150, 200 employees in Fort Smith, Arkansas, right? And those employees' voice need to be heard as well, right? On big federal issues. Now, that's with a larger distilled spirits company, right? But we want to make sure to engage those folks in Fort Smith, Arkansas, just like we want to engage the folks at the Jim Beam Distillery in Kentucky as well.
Right. So that sounds really exciting, and it sounds like a great opportunity for you guys. How long do you think it'll be before it hits its stride, so to speak?
I'm guessing it may take a year or two, totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're already hitting our stride now. We're already activating Spirits United in support of the Craft Beverage, the Craft Beverage Modernization Act. We're already generating letters to members of Congress. But when you talk about stride, it's tapping into the 1.8 million people. Ultimately, it may take 2 or 3 years of full investment and commitment. But if we can get 1.8 million people in this database to advocate on big issues important for the industry, then we'll be hitting our stride, right, in all capital letters. But that's going to take some time, right, and a full commitment and dedication.
So I'm looking now at this map of the distilled spirits industry by state, and I'm wondering if you are going to be eventually including there a list of, for instance, places open for tours or any of that sort of stuff. How much do you plan to expand that state database? Are you going to basically stick to the economic impact numbers?
Great question. And this is something that Leslie and I have been talking about quite a bit, particularly with the onset of the craft distiller community and the American Whiskey Trail. All of that has popped up really since I've been away. You've got the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. That was kind of emerging when I was in the industry 10 years ago, right? But just think about tourism that exists, right? There is a great distiller in St. Augustine, right out of St. Petersburg, Philip McDaniel. And they get people from all around the world that are visiting Florida to visit that distillery. Old Smoky has over 4 million visitors every year, right? So I hope, you know, ultimately, this may take some time, but, you know, when visitors are visiting these craft distilleries all around the country, they're also signing up to Spirits United as well. But there is a whole platform as it relates to tourism. Discus about 15 years ago, this was thanks to the great leadership of Frank Coleman, coined the term hospitality taxes, right? A tax on a bottle of whiskey is really a tax on hospitality. And you think about it, you know, a tax on whiskey is also a tax on tourism, right? And tourism is awesome because you just think about what it does to generate economic contributions in a community, right? If someone's coming in to visit that distillery that they've all longed to visit before, you know, they're stopping at the McDonald's across the street, stopping to get gas in that community, and visiting the distillery and so forth. So that's something that we're looking at, is how do we tap in to the American Whiskey Trail? How do we properly represent that? How do we represent and showcase the tourism and the contributions that are happening in communities all around the country?
Well, this sounds really exciting, and I think that you've got a great idea here, and it's going to be interesting to see how it develops over time, but I'm sure it's going to develop really, really well. So, you know, best of luck on that. Is there any question that I've forgotten to ask you or any point you would like to make before we let you go back and do other things, which I'm sure you do have other things to do before you can go home tonight?
Joel, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you signed up to Spirits United yet?
Not
Come
yet.
Come on now.
Well,
you got to sign up.
No, you know that I can't lobby. I lose my congressional press credentials the day I lobby, so I can't do it.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be, that's an interesting equation. I need to check that out, but maybe that would be the case. Forgive me for putting you on the spot, but.
Actually, I had not thought about that issue in that terms, but, you know, that's my understanding. Now, I could be wrong, and if I am, I would be happy to know that.
Yeah, you could check, because it's your First Amendment right to be an advocate on issues, right?
Yeah, but you know, there was a well-known TV news person who went up to testify on some innocuous bill involving I'm going to say Alzheimer's, but maybe it wasn't Alzheimer's. Maybe it was some cancer or something. And they almost lost their credentials.
Oh no. Okay. Well, we don't want you to jeopardize that, but I can tell you a couple of weeks ago, my in-laws were in town, and I signed them up.
Well, that's a good thing.
And my sister-in-law and the whole thing. So
yeah.
I almost pity anybody that I come into contact with, because I'm handing them the Spirits United platform. Hey, I need you to sign up and be an advocate for the industry.
Absolutely.
So as you can tell, I'm excited and really passionate about this.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, we're really excited. And thank you for helping us kind of get the word out and showcasing it as well.
Well, we're happy to do it, and I think it's, as I say, I think it's a very interesting platform and an interesting idea, and I think it's something that's brand new for the industry. I don't think anybody else in the broader alcohol industry space period has done it. So, you know, kudos to you for coming up with this.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Joel, very much. And I look forward to seeing you soon. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to let me know.
Will do. Thank you so much, Chris Swanger. We really appreciate your time, and good luck on Spirits United and on all the other things you're doing down there at Discus and responsibility.org.
The other thing, Joel, I was going to say,
yeah,
is it does give us a platform to spread the responsibility message. So that's the one unique thing when we tap into this database with consumers and employees. It's going to be a platform to spread the message about all the good stuff that responsibility.org does for the industry. So thank you for registering that, because it'll give us a platform to deliver messages through social media and through the beverage alcohol community on the good things that are happening from a social responsibility perspective. Because we're all, as American citizens, invested in that. As parents and brothers and sisters and all of the above, we all have a role to play on the social responsibility side. And what's unique about Discus and responsibility.org coming closer together is we'll be able to tap into that, and we'll be able to message the responsibility messaging to the Spirits United community as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Chris. We'll look forward to talking to you again. And meanwhile, have a very good day, and try to avoid whatever those fire trucks outside your office are running
to.
You
got it. We got a fire station right down the street, so they come. But, yeah, we will. They're not coming to our building, so we should be okay.
Very good.
All right. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, sir. Take care and have a great day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, too. Bye-bye.